This is what I do when I am ill. And I am ill. I'm not dying, but I went to the doctor today, and I have an inner ear infection. I probably sound worse than I actually feel. I sound like I'm underwater. At least that's how I sound to myself. But I'll be okay. I've got some antibiotics to take. I've got to be okay by this weekend. Linda and I going out to dinner tomorrow night. Or not tomorrow night. No. Saturday night. And probably dinner and a movie. I'm determined to be far peppier by then. Yeah, I'm getting there. Saw a fantastic movie this afternoon. I did stay home from work, and I spent most of the day sleeping, but when I finally woke up, I saw that on demand, on cable, I could order the movie by Duncan Jones, Moon. And I'm here to tell you, it was brilliant. If you have not seen this movie, it is completely worth it. It is absolutely fantastic. What I love about the visual side of it, I mean, again, as you know, I'm a very visual kind of guy. Being an artist, I tend to look at the design and the special effects almost before anything else. Maybe that's wrong of me, but that's how I see it. And you can tell that it's done so simply. Well, not simply, but it's done without computer graphics, CGI, that sort of thing. It's actually done with miniatures, and man, you can tell. I mean, it's a huge difference. I mean, obviously, doing something like Moon is not as difficult to do in miniature as more complicated sort of, you know, space fights and, you know, that sort of thing. In other words, it would be very hard to do, say, Star Wars in miniature today. I mean, you could certainly do it. Obviously, they did the original movies that way, but CGI is, for the most part, much cheaper when you're putting together really complicated scenes. But for something like Moon, their choice of going with CGI real models, miniatures, absolutely genius. It is a fantastic film. But I am reminded that this is a film that is obviously either based upon, or he was in some way almost certainly influenced by a short film that I saw several years ago. And I cannot think of the name of the short film. But almost the exact same plot line. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to ruin the plot line for you. I'm so tempted to tell you more about the short film, but anything I say will ruin Moon for you. So definitely check that out and take a look at that. I'm determined tonight to sort of prove mind over matter and kind of will myself back into a little bit more energy. I feel like I'm so much underwater. To sort of get me going, I'm actually doing some music shopping. I do this maybe every couple of weeks. I go through and take a look at what iTunes recommends for me, and a lot of times they get it right. Sometimes they get it horribly, horribly wrong. Right now I'm looking at the iTunes Essentials, and oh yeah. In case you're wondering, I didn't buy that. I'm just previewing. Here you go. You remember this one? This was actually an awesome song. Wow. Oh, here it is. Here it is. You're dancing right now. Admit it. Too awesome. Oh, here we go. This song was huge when I was when I was a DJ. I was a DJ in the mornings for a while. Wow, that was huge back in the day. This is a fantastic song, actually. This one. Come on. Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden. Awesome. So this is what I do whenever I'm needing to sort of re-energize myself. I put together playlists, and I sort of look at it as hacking my brain. I'm a big believer in environmental sort of manipulation. Your environment, music in a sense is a kind of drug. I don't say drug in a negative way. I say it's a kind of, it helps to program in the same way that caffeine allows you to work a little longer with a little more concentration. Music will do the same thing, which is why I think, it's honestly why I don't listen to certain kinds of music, because even kinds of music that I generally kind of dig, just because I know that it will push your mind in certain directions. Like if you're listening to something really hardcore, hardcore, loud, furious, it will sort of bleed into your head. I'm not saying you repress that sort of thing. I'm just saying that generally, you know, I'm sort of aware that what I listen to is going to give my brain a push in particular directions. Yeah, that's probably getting a little deep here for this audio boo, because that would be Mom and Dad. I think I'll answer that. See ya.